Coming on, Catherine Hartington there, a consultant in emergency medicine at the QA Hospital in Portsmouth. Now, it's 6 minutes to six. My name's Steve Harris. This is BBC Radio 7 Drive Time. And I know the BBC isn't really allowed to do competitions anymore, nor do I have this amount of money, but I'll give you £100,000 if you can tell me what this sound is. Any guesses? Yeah, you're absolutely wrong. That's the sound of a waterfall on Saturn's moon Titan, or at least a simulation of what we expect that to sound like. It's the work of Professor Tim Layton from the University of Southampton, who joins me now. Evening, Tim.
Hello.
Good to talk to you, sir. Why have you been simulating these space sounds?
Well, that's a good question. We began simulating these sounds in about 2003 because we knew that a probe, Huygens, was being sent to Saturn's moon at Titan, and we knew that it was very hard to get pictures of the surface of this moon because it had a dense layer of smog. But the probe was carrying cameras and some microphones, and we were really interested in joining others in speculating whether there was lakes, whether there were lakes and waterfalls,
right,
and a whole system, not made of water, but made of liquid ethane and methane on Titan. And at that time, several probes were failing, and we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could tell whether it hit this lake by knowing the sound of a splashdown? Because if it landed in a lake on Titan, then perhaps if we heard a splash, we could recognise it, and we think that'd be great.
And there are actually atmospheres thick enough on Titan.
Slightly thicker than our own. And if it landed near a waterfall made of liquid ethane and methane, we would recognise that from the sound, even if it wasn't in the camera's field of view. So we predicted what these sounds would be using complicated maths and physics, working out these sounds so that we could recognise them. This gave us some good ideas. We thought, well, could we do this with other planets? Because we've sent lots and lots of cameras to other worlds and taken lots of pictures. We know what all these planets look like, but we've no idea what they sound like. We've never actually listened to the sound of another world. And so people who go to a planetarium show, all they're going to get, they're getting great pictures, but all they're going to get on the soundtrack is classical music or silence or some made-up sounds.
I never thought about that before. So when we send a beagle to Mars, nobody thought, well, hang on a minute, why don't we stick a microphone on it and see what Mars sounds like?
There have been just a handful of microphones sent to other worlds, nowhere near like the number of cameras. And none of them have actually been able to record the sound of that world. For one reason or another, they haven't worked. And, of course, they give you great information because you've got lightning, noise of dust devils whirring around on Mars. You've got all these potential sources of noise, but we don't know what they'd be like. So we began working out what the sounds would be like on these other worlds. Now, there's some interesting things occur. For example, Mars is going to be almost totally silent, because although things make sound, that sound doesn't travel very far because it gets soaked up by the carbon dioxide in that Mars atmosphere.
Okay.
So we started thinking, well, this tells us something about designing equipment. If people are going to be walking down a hill in Mars in the future, and the person at the back is going to set off a rock slide, then the person at the front isn't going to know about it if their ears of their spacesuits are on the head. Where they need the ears is on the feet, so they'll pick up the sound that travels through the ground, because there's no sound going to travel through the atmosphere. So it starts making you think about how sound is used on other worlds. And I guess if astronauts went and lived on Mars for 6 months, at some point they're going to get bored, go outside and start putting a few drums and guitars together and seeing how it would sound. So we started setting up programs to work out how other sounds would sound on Mars, on Titan, and on Venus. Those are three places with dense atmospheres other than our own.
Okay.
And then we've developed these sounds, and then we've got together with INTEC, the planetarium at Winchester, and we're going to do the world's first show of not just showing what a world looks like, but what it sounds like. Obviously, they're not real recordings because no one's been there and made them, but they're the very best of what you can put the physics together and predict what these worlds will sound like.
Tim, we'll leave it there. Those shows happen at the InTech Planetarium on, well, from Wednesday. And that's Professor Tim Layton there from the University of Southampton with an update on the South Roads. Here's Oliver Head. The